Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want to do something meaningful with my life, Maury. I have deeper thoughts on my mind. The other day, I was thinking about volunteering to help teach underprivileged children to learn how to read. And just thinking about it was the most rewarding experience I've ever had.
Derek, I don't think you're cut out for that kind of thing.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read. Good.
The Don and Mike Show.
Derek?
What do you want?
Actually, I'm trying to talk to Mugatu, but he's tougher to get to than the president.
Oh, thought you were going to tell me what a bad Yagoogalizer I am.
A what?
A Yagoogalizer? One who speaks at funerals? Or did you think I'd be too stupid to know what a Yagoogly was?
There is one short memo for Mr. Paul Harvey. A simple, sincere thank you, sir, for allowing this broadcaster the chance to realize a childhood dream. The privilege of sitting in this chair behind this microphone and announcing to the world, I'm Scott Shannon, in for Paul Harvey. Good day.
That is so true, Dick.
Rude, thoughtless little pigs. Don and Mike.
Thank you, Dude Walker. Our phone number 877-365-3636. The game is Don't Call Me Chief.
Yep.
You pull up to the drive-thru window, you got 30 seconds on the big clock.
You weave Chief into your order, into your conversation with the person on the other side, and you see if they can say, don't call me Chief, or why are you calling me Chief?
Right. Now, as with all of our reindeer games, we are so particular about the rules while really not telling you the rules.
Yes.
We are assuming, and of course when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me.
Only some of the time.
We're assuming that you're not just going to go to the window and say, hey, Chief, give me a hamburger, Chief. How are you, Chief? What's happening, Chief? Give me a hamburger, Chief. Come on,
no,
out,
you
Chief.
Have to do it, and this is how the game started. You have to do it in kind of an annoying way.
You do it in the tapestry of the game.
You do it in that slicky boy way, you know, which is like, hey, yeah, the game was born out of the fact that somebody called us Chief and
right.
We didn't like it.
Exactly. Hey, come on, Chief. And then it's, speaking, you mentioned Men in Black.
Yes.
There's a scene in Men in Black where Will Smith says something like, don't call me names, and Tommy Lee Jones says, right, slick.
Slick, right. And I don't want to hear sport or boy or any of that stuff. Well, all right, slick.
That's yeah. It. Uh-huh. Same deal. Okay, Chief. Here
okay,
we go.
Chief. Very good.
877-365-3636, our number. Cash prizes await you. Hello, what's your name? Any idea?
Hey, Radio Gods, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris. Where are you from, my friend?
Originally, I am from Long Island, New York, so I'm fluent in the Chief.
Are you near a fast food establishment right now, Chris?
I'm just pulling up to McDonald's. Here we go.
All right, beautiful. Now, as soon as they say walk to McDonald's, you know, you're on your own, and just throw that Chief in there as much as you can to be a dick, and we'll give you 30 seconds.
Exactly.
You got it. She just said, give me a second, so here we go.
Okay. Let me get the tick-tick-tick thing.
Where's the tick-tick-tick? And your handheld phone, your hand, as opposed to your speakerphone. You know, your cell phone's got to be in a very key position when this is going on so we can hear both sides of the conversation. Yeah. But you're on your own with that one.
I'll try to go half out the window.
Yeah, you know how to do it, right?
Yeah, besides, they're not going to be looking at you. Right. I mean, they do have cameras on you sometimes,
Hey, how you doing, Chief? You guys have those nuggets here or what, Chief?
I'm sorry, this is Matt Chief. This is the manager. How
about
I help you?
Oh, oh, winner! Oh, winner, that counts. Wow. That counts. That's just as good.
Wow.
That is a winner right out of the chute.
Was that good? What did she say? My name is not Chief?
Yes.
She said my name is not Chief. I'm the manager.
I'm the manager. You got the manager. They don't want to be called Chief.
Right.
Well, I mean, you took 5 seconds to get her mad.
That's how you play the game, Chris.
Beautifully played, Chris.
For you. Look at that. $50 in cash. Thank you.
Ew. Good job. Now, Chris played the game right. Chris had that attitude right out. But, you know, usually you don't get the manager. He was very lucky.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hi, who's this?
This is John.
Hi, John. Where are you from, a friend?
Wichita, Kansas.
All right. The fast food place that you're in front of or ready to go to?
McDonald's.
Another McDonald's? Well, maybe you'll be as lucky as Chris and get a manager. Chris gave a beautiful textbook example of how to do it.
Well, I'll try my best.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
We got one car in front of me.
This is where it turns into a little bit of honk for cash.
Just a wee bit. How's the weather in Wichita?
It's a pretty nice day, about 55.
Hey, not bad.
55.
Warmer than here.
And you think you can weave that chief into your dialogue to get him going?
I think I can. I'm ready.
Why don't you practice on us, chief?
Hey. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Okay. Well, don't
He's
practice.
Concentrating.
Don't practice Time's with us, then.
Hey, give me a chance from McDonald's. Let me help you.
Hey, 1 second there, chief. You still there, chief? Hey,
yeah.
Okay, you have those quarter pounders, chief? Chief? Hey.
If you give me a second to answer, now what were you saying?
You have those quarter pounders, chief.
My name is not chief.
Yeah!
Wow! Yeah!
Oh, fan!
Wow. All cylinders.
This is great.
You know, you
this
catch,
is going fantastic.
You almost
today.
Take all the fun out of it when everyone's an instant winner.
It does, but it doesn't, because really, I know we've played the game where it's been so incredibly difficult, and this is the second person in a row that's gotten annoyed. I'm enjoying myself.
For you, my friend, another shiny $50 bill.
50 American dollars. Great job, John.
Thanks a lot, Radio Guy.
Thanks.
Way to be annoying.
Really, I mean, I thought Chris was a very sharp lad, but I think we can all understand that John was a slightly challenged man, and he, look at the job he did.
Still. And I was almost ready to jump in there and say, hey, too much with the chief.
Yeah, he came that close to overdoing it, but before he could do that, the guy got mad. That was great.
Hold on.
The key is to be annoying.
Aw, crap, double crap, S-H-I, Thursday, God, poop. Poop. Poop excrement.
What happened?
BM. Diarrhea. God, logs. Giant logs of human waste.
Logs everywhere.
You eat food and it comes out. God, I want to say that. I want to say the word S. Joe, bless his heart. One time I look up at the screen and I see 12 different cities, all of them with people.
Uh-huh. Did we wipe them all out?
My big Fred Flintstone finger.
Oh, no.
God, this finger. Well, if this finger wasn't so valuable, now that my nasal passages are open, if this finger was not so valuable, I would cut it off, ladies and gentlemen.
You're annoyed at your own finger. We have people ready to go. Yeah. Because I know you're like me, at this stage of the game, having two successes.
Yeah.
Now it's almost like the time we want to have the textbook failure.
It's my fault. I look there and it says, Bill, Vegas, Carl's Jr., Johnny, Sacramento,
right.
McDonald's. And look what I did. I X'd them out.
All right, now
I
X'd
them out.
It's a chance for everybody to get back into it.
Well, now they got to wait for the delay to catch up. And
all right, we lost our 12 people that were waiting in line to play the game, but you have an opportunity if you were having trouble getting in, or is it too late for that?
I don't know if it's too late for that, for God's sakes.
Well, we had Chris and we had John, and they were successful.
We'll just wait for the phones to reset.
Because now everybody wants to play because they saw how easy it was, but it's not really easy.
When
especially if you have somebody who is challenged, you know, by the language.
Oh, I know what's going on back there. Rob is actually working on... Hey, Rob, are you working on that thing for tomorrow's show? Is that what you're doing back there?
Yes.
Something for tomorrow?
It's a hub of activity back there.
It sounds like
it's the nerve center back there.
Rob C. is not
even... It's not even sponsored.
Thank you, Joe. Joe, just reset the phones.
Yay.
Thank you very hard, Joe. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Beautiful. Hi, who's this?
This is Sam.
Tell you what Rob was doing back there in a moment. Mm.
Sam, where are you calling from?
I wasn't paying attention.
I'm calling from Manassas.
He's okay. He's allowed not to pay attention. He's booking a major guest for tomorrow's match game.
Ooh.
Are you at a fast food place?
Yeah, I am, as a matter of fact.
Is it Polo La Brasa?
It's a quaint little place called O'Mara's.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Everyone knows they're not open for lunch.
We don't have thanks. We don't have a drive-through window. Thanks for the plug.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
No, hey, I'm calling from New York. Go Giants, Mike. Go ahead, Giants.
All right, are you at a fast food restaurant though?
No,
that's just a guy digging with us.
God damn it.
Just a punk.
Now we got a lot of people digging with us.
We had respectable people that were going to play and then two guys in a row. Dicking with us.
Hold on. We got no shortage. The phoneses are working again.
But you see, now you got me thinking about match game for tomorrow and thinking about, you mean somebody coming in?
Don't get your hopes up.
Really? Just write it down. And if it's insignificant, write it down for me.
I'll wait until
the disappointment is secured.
No, or until we know the fact that this local...
All right, let me ask you a question just to get it out of my mind, all right? Because I know that kind of, you slipped up and you wanted to keep it a secret. But if it's a yes, if the person does come in, will it be a good thing?
No.
Okay. Hello.
Go ahead.
Don and Mike show, but we're really hoping the person can come on the show.
Of course. Right.
Never had the person on the show in studio. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Speak to us.
Is this a problem with the phones, or is this... Let's try this one. Hi, Don and Mike. What's happening? Hello.
Hello. How are you, gentlemen?
Beautiful. Hi. We're doing great. Who's this?
This is Allie.
Allie, are you at a fast food place?
Unfortunately, no, I'm not. I am at home, but I have a more fun game that you guys should play.
Well, Allie, we're trying to play the Chief game, and we had two successful people. Why are you calling?
Well, you remember the time that you had people go into Target or a Walmart?
Yeah, right.
That's a different game, Allie.
Well, I think you should play that game. That game was more fun.
Allie, what the hell are you doing?
How about we play the you're a big, stupid, fat cow game?
My mom's a whore.
Jesus,
she
Allie.
Is. She is.
We'd play both games, and we have fun playing both of them.
Well, this one was awesome.
You know, this counts as you dicking with us, too.
That's right.
Right. Get out
this
of here.
Is not fair, what? Allie.
Bitch!
Fat Allie.
There you go.
Back Allie.
Just listen.
Dirty Allie.
Back Allie. Abortion.
Dirty money. Okay, winner. Abortion. Stop. We have a winner. Aborted fetus.
Hello?
You see, I tied it into back alley.
I know, and I'm just
the way it used to be referred to.
And I'm just trying to...
I know you want to win now. You
no,
want to come up
no,
with something more
no,
shocking.
No, I don't want to win. I want to piggyback on abortion. I already said, stop, we have a winner at abortion.
Thank you, thank you.
I just wanted to piggyback. Mike, I just wanted to bandwagon with you.
Ally Sheedy, dandruff on the table.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Matt. Who's this?
This is Don and Mike, the guys you called.
How are you doing, Don and Mike?
Matt, are you calling to play the game?
I'm not calling to play the game.
Of course not.
Why?
Hello,
why? Matt. What happened? We had Chris and John. They were successful.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello, who is this?
Yes, sir, you paying attention? It's us. You're on the phone with us. Is this Allie's fat twin sister that has the phone caught in one of her folds?
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
You're doing great. Who's this?
This is David from Baltimore.
All right, David, are you at a fast food restaurant, my friend?
I am.
Beautiful.
I'm at a Wendy's.
Wendy's. Oh, we'll give Wendy's a try. All right, we'd love to make this 3 for 3 today. Good luck pulling up into the clown's mouth.
Alfonso Schofield Jr., I'm your father.
Are you calling to play the game, or are you just calling to do that?
He's gone. Just that.
This is unacceptable. This is Hello. All. You know whose fault this is? It's Allie's fault.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Allie the cow. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Are you calling for our game?
Yeah, I'm calling. I'm from New York. Go Giants, 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 Giants!
Oh,
that
for
guy
God
again?
Sake.
Same guy?
The same effort.
Jesus Christ.
I'm still blaming it on Allie.
Well, that's how we play the game.
That's right.
That was a fantastic run that we had. And congratulations to Chris and John.
Yeah.
Mike, seriously, that's on nobody or nothing but my stupid, retarded fingers. We had 12.
Would you have
people.
A line of them waiting?
We had 12 of them online.
God damn it.
And look at that. Either now the phones are malfunctioned or just no one's listening.
Well, that based on the most recent rating survey, I don't think that's true. They are definitely listening.
I think, I think you ought to play the game where you go into the Target and people have the names.
How we doing on that super guest?
Oh, it's me, Joe. I'm just seeing if the phones are working. I had to email him.
You had to email him. Where's that?
He left the building.
Would that be you calling, Rob?
That was, but I've hung up.
All right, so now we know the phones are on. Oh, we got a break. Now, look at Joe. Why'd you ask him out, Joe? He just did the same thing that I did accidentally.
Well, can't we do it again?
Hello. Well, if this person wants to do it, we'll try it. Otherwise, it's time to J.O. Frank Caliendo.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
We have a date.
Hello. Oops. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Can I play the game?
Oh, you're not even in your car.
Excuse me?
You're not even in your car. You're a hooligan.
I am in a car.
Where?
I am in Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
And what fast food restaurant are you in front of?
Taco Bell.
All right.
Beep your horn.
All right.
Beep your horn, please, Mike said.
Oh, he couldn't find it?
Did you hear that?
No. Do it again, please.
Okay.
Okay, oh, good. All right, good. See, I thought if I got bitter enough.
Here we go.
Did you hear it now?
What's your name, my friend?
Excuse me? My name is Omar.
Omar.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Disqualify Omar. I'm sorry, Omar. It's profiling Omar.
I think that was a good move.
That was a,
well, that's the end of the game.
National security.
Unless that's followed by Sharif, you're never going to make it on this show. Uh-huh.
I am terribly sorry.
Tune in for tomorrow's episode of Don't Call Me Omar.
I knew my... Omar! I knew my instincts were spot on there.
And now, of course, that we have to go to break, every jerk off in the world
is
calling.
Look at the phones right now.
Yeah. Now that we got to go to break.
Look at.
Hey, hi
this is
there.
A funny show.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, this is Ben from New York. Giants!
I knew it was you, except 84019. Uh-oh. I have to give all that out the next time you call.
Ben.
Joe flagged him.
Stupid Giants fan.
Hello.
I'll accept that.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Hi, this is Jiffy.
Yes, I'd love to lube you.
Yeah.
Jiffy Quick, Jiffy Lube.
Jiffy Pop.
Jimmy Crackhorn.
To play the fast food game.
Pardon me, Jiffy?
I want to play the fast food game.
Are you in line?
I'm pulling up now, but...
Beautiful.
What part of Baltimore are you from?
I'm from Baltimore. You remember me from the skinny girl and fat girl who's smarter contest?
Oh, sure.
Oh, Jiffy.
Yeah, skinny Jiffy.
Skinny Jiffy, and you were dumb, right?
Yeah, I lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Jiffy.
I gave all the answers.
Are you near a fast food restaurant, darling?
Very close. I'm pulling in, and there's two cars ahead of me. So
your name might as well be Omar.
Yeah, she would not get to that clown's mouth in a jiffy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Click Duck, number 13 fan.
I don't even know what that's about. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, can I get Secret Sound?
Let's guess the secret sound.
Okay. Putz.
Hey, we had a couple people play the game right, Mike.
Hello. We had the first two. We're big winners.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, how you doing?
It's a Dennis Murphy impression. That's when you know you've hit the bottom of the barrel.
That's right. Time to say goodbye, everybody. Well, it's been a slice of paradise as the return of Don't Call Me Chief 08
was
a smash.
To Chris and to John and to the employees of the McDonald's Food Corporation.
When we come back, our prices are insane for our favorite TV funny man, Frank Caliendo.
Who mentioned our names last night on David Letterman, and therefore we have granted him a total infomercial.
Total whoring. Here's Frank, last night on Letterman. Mm-hmm. We requested, we browbeat, we called, we left voicemails, we said, please, just mention our names, even if you're in the middle of doing Madden. And here he is last night on Letterman.
I mean, there's a guy who's honest. If he wasn't honest, he'd never be a real boy. Get swallowed by a whale. His nose would start to grow. And Geppetto would get sick. I mean, what do you say?
Nice and clear, damn
beautiful.
Snug it in, but snug it in so we could hear
it. That's so great. We will give Frank 10, 15 minutes of just uninterrupted whoring.
He'll be able to promote whatever he wants to, and hopefully... Unlike the last time earlier in the show when we called him, he will have awakened.
He'll be awake. And maybe tomorrow at this time we'll be playing Match Game.
With Jiffy.
Now, do you want to know who we're tracking down?
Yeah, because obviously you've already indicated to me it's not an overwhelm. You don't want to promote it too heavily.
I don't want to. Okay.
So you don't want me to say it.
But it's great.
Hold on. It's so not great.
That it is great.
It's great.
Someone locally.
Okay. Fun.
Right?
Fun. Just right. Plain fun.
If he would come in?
Sure.
And my God, if we had some questions about his coworkers?
Oh, absolutely.
What do you mean, if?
Anyway, very good chance we'll be having fun at this time tomorrow.
Very exciting.
I'd like today. I kid.
Yeah. You kid because you love.
Christ. Frank Caliendo will whore it like a bitch when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.